We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we're starting from a new Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Stam Naziris Lamed Yom. Stam Naziris is 30 days, and we had this Mishnah like that before on Daf Hey, but we're just repeating it over to tell you the next halacha. So Stam Naziris is 30 days. Gilech, Oysha Gilchu Listim, if someone takes a haircut in the 30 days, you're not allowed to do that, but if a mistake takes a haircut, or a Listim gave him a haircut, Soysa Lamed Yom. It's Soysa the 30 days. Which is lav dafka a regular stira. We know if someone comes tameh, stira means he has to restart the whole thing, it's been kabbonis and everything. Here, sois lamed yom just means he has to have 30 days of hair to cut the shasas kabbonis. So for example, if after 10 days someone gives him a haircut, so now he has to keep another 30 days, so it's 20 days plus 10 he has to keep, because he has to have 30 days of hair. But let's say he's a nazir for 60 days, and after 30 days, someone gives him a haircut, he doesn't have to do anything, because he'll have 30 days of hair now afterwards. So that's no problem, he'll have 30 days of hair. So the reason why it says this is because he has to have, the glachas mitzvah, he has to have 30 days worth of hair.
It's a 30 days is a specific amount of growth of hair?
Yeah, yeah.
It's person by person?
No, it's a...
People grow hair differently.
No, right, it's true. But the ma'isa, we need it in Gittel Sa'av 30 days. That's part of the din of zeros. Huh?
I was like, that he's a baldy.
Is it baldy?
Doesn't grow here.
Doesn't grow here? That's a good question. I don't know. Could we always talk about someone in Nazir? I don't know. It's a good question. Nazir Shegilach Bein Bezug Bein. I'm saying, well, I don't know the shah would be. If he's a baldy, he can't get a haircut either, so the whole shah wouldn't be gay. But right, right. Yeah, I have Nazir. Okay. Probably Ziyafsha. If you don't know who's the Klach is Makav, you have to know what it means. Yeah. Nazir Shegilach Bein Bezug Bein Betar. So the first half of Mishnah is about being Saiser. The second half of Mishnah, which we discussed in Lam Tesla Beis, is a Nazir is not allowed to take it, it has a lav. You're not allowed to cut your hair. Zok the Mishnah, it's lav dafka with a razor. Say if you cut yourself with a scissor, bein bezug, cut your hair, bein betar, you cut your hair with a razor, a shifsif kalshu, which means you like scrubbed your hair until the hair came off. Yechayiv, if you got yourself hair down to the skin, the loch is Yechayiv Malkus. Doesn't have to be a tar, it could be any type of instrument or hand that takes off your hair, you're going to be chay. But first, we'll concentrate on the first half of the Mishnah that says, Gilech Hashgil Cholistim, Soy Salam Yem. So, Gemara has a Shaila. And Boy Lahu, Hai Mazia, this is a Shaila, a Metziastik a Shaila. I'm not sure why they didn't just like check the Metzias, but the Gemara goes like this. Boy Lahu, Hai Mazia, here, has a grow. Milatachas Rabbi, does it grow from the bottom or milael, or grows from the top? That means when hair gets longer, does it grow near the skin? That's what comes out and it gets longer that way, or it grows from the top of it, like it grows from the top. It grows the top it grows out of the hair. The hair grows on top. For example, if you make a little line on the bottom of the hair and the hair grows longer, does the line go up? Or the line stays where it is, next to the skin of the head, and just on top the hair is going up. That's the question. This is the Gemara Shaila. I don't know what's the question. Which possible? The Eibishter could do anything. It's not. I don't know why it's more possible to grow from the skin than there. How does hair grow? That's the Gemara sharing the Shaila. If you're asking how is it possible to see it, I don't have the answer. This is a very type of thing the art school would ask, but I didn't check. Lachar, it's a good question. Well, why don't you just check the Matthias? Like I just gave an example. Make a little white line there and check it out. Macho. And by the way, high mazav atachas rabbi el lamay nafkamina. The Gemara is being such a riot like that. We'll see. We'll be a riot a little from that type of thing. Lamay nafkamina. What's nafkamina? Everything has nafkamina lalocha. Lamay nafkamina. Lenozir shegechu listim v'sharu bag delok of roish likroy. The listim gave him a haircut and left over enough hair that he could fold over onto its ikker. See, amrit motachas rabbi. If it grows in the bottom, so nazirus. So then, there's nothing left that was there, but Shas, he made the neder. He made a neder, he grew his hair for 30 days, then the guy cut it off. Now, the hair that's left over on the bottom just grew in the last week, because the hair grows from the bottom. But if the hair on the near the head stays constant, so that hair was there, but Shas the Naziris, so then you could be cut that as the Naziris. Yamrit with Tassi Rabbi Naziris HaShakli. El Yamrit with El Rabbi grows from the top, Maid Akdash HaKoyim. The hair that you were makdish when you became a nazir is still here. So I can cut that hair. Let me cut that hair. That's the Gemara's tining. Gemara's tining is that there's a difference if where it grows from, legabi the din of gilchu listim, if you have to recount the 30 days.
I don't know what's the difference if you're cutting 30 days of growth. You don't have
but either way.
You need 30 days of both. No, so you're saying the Varta is that you need here, it's a good question, but you need here that was there, b'shas your nazir, and this is enough here to be considered stol taglachas. You have to grow your here, but this was left over. It's left over, and that's enough of a shir chash, it won't be soiser. That's the Tosis explains. It says the oisus shayru vadim oisus seyer shehikdash v'kachav a shir chash of venis soiser klum. When you're growing new here, you have to grow 30 days of here. But this here is left over from the 30 days. If it's yenna here that's left over, you know that here is from as makdashit, there'll be enough of a chashivas to be called a taglachas. It's like you started the taglachas, let's say. You started the cut, you're finishing it off now. But you have to restart the here, you need 30 days, of course. But this is still left over from yenna 30 days of here. It was here from the beginning. It's a remnant of that 30 days of here. So Tashima is traveling right. Tashima maho imva from a louse, from a louse, chaya, a live louse, the koem beikva de binza, that's attached to the root of the hair, right by the skin. Visakadaitach multachas rabbi, if it grows from the bottom, veresh de binza belemekim, should find the louse on the top of the hair. Why is it always found right near the skin? As the hair grows, it should go up. Zakti Gemara, lo matakas rabbi, grows from the bottom. So why is it always found near the root on the bottom, near the head? V'agav chiyusa, since it's alive, nachas v'azel imva, it's alive. So it just climbs down. It likes being right near the skin. So as the hair grows, it clampers down. It goes down near the hair. That's what one raya with a teretz. Tashma imva meisa, bring a raya from a dead louse. But reish the binsa, it's usually found. A lot of times you find it on top of the hair. If it grows from the top, it should be found at the bottom. As the hair grows, it should be really found close to the bottom. Why is it found close to the top? In a case where you find dead lice, not near the skin. So if it's growing from the top, so then you should find a lot of hair above the lice. And it seems like you should find it on top. What?
It moves with the growth. Dead.
It doesn't move the growth because it only grows from the top. And it doesn't start on top. It starts on the bottom. So if the hair grows from the bottom, it will go up. But if the hair grows from the top, it will stay where it is, which is close to the bottom. It starts over, when it's alive, it's in the bottom. So it dies the same matzah that it's alive. It dies there. So how does it go up? It must go up because it's growing from the bottom. That's the Gemara's right. It's growing from the bottom, it must go up. That's why you find it up more to the top. Find it near the root. Since it's dead and it has no kaiches, it from the gravity, from you shaking your head, it moves towards the top. It taka moves. That's the Gemara saying. So it wouldn't be a right. Okay, try another right. Tashma meblurius the kushi or blurius the gayim. That the Tais learns it means that for Vaidazara it used to grow a big chup and shave all around everywhere else and just leave that big chup. So, and they used to make it into braids. They used to make it like a dreadlocks, something like that. The Boston Magadlin law, as it grows, rafiyam l'tachas, the bottom near the roots become are not so tied. They become loose. What's pshat? Because it's growing from the bottom. So as it grows from the bottom, that part's loose. So it's a raya, it grows from the bottom. So no, it really grows from the top. So why does it get loose? Hasam nami aide kamta hu mishchiva de rafya, that since you are sleeping on it, it becomes loose. That's the pshat. It becomes loose. That's why. Not because it's growing from the bottom. It's growing from the top. So why does it become loose? Because you sleep on it. That's what makes the bottom become loose. Okay, also not a raya. Toshima, let's bring another raya. Until now, like the Mefarish explains, was a raya is just from pie in the sky. We said, what about this? What about that? But there's a brisa now. There's a brisa, or it's a mishnah, says that when you make a ma'aseh behema, you take a stick with red dye and you hit it with the red dye and it gets red dye on its wool, and then you know which one is which. So Tashma miskarta the rafi amra miltachas, and that's v'tanan. And there, what happens is when you paint it red, the wool gets very sticky together. And if you look at that wool, as it grows, the wool that's close to the body is not sticky. And like Tosfos brings on the base, also we're not right. It's not red. It's not red, that wool. So you see, it grows from the bottom. That's right, number one. Not here.
It's wool, not hair. No, human hair.
Right, wool grows is hair of an animal. We call it wool, but it's hair of an animal.
And, you know, it's the same as a human hair.
It probably grows the same way. It grows the same way. Vesu katzavya savya. Here's the right for you. Vesu katzavya savya diknoim. When an older person who has gray hair or white hair, he wants to paint it, make it black. He dyes his hair. Katzavya savya diknoim achivron. He dyes his hair or his beard. He dyes it. He dyes the white one red. Ikvin nimayon. I read this. Chivron ikvi nimayon. The roots are still white. The top is black and the woods are white. So what do you see? We post the shalosh. Shema mino, matachas rabbi, shema mino. So you see the taka grows in the bottom, shema mino. And that's why he needs 30 days now. Now we understand why he needs 30 days, because he can't, the nazir can't, even the gechu listed him and left over something, you can't say that's his nazir here, because that's new here, fresh here from the past few days, because the hair grows from the bottom. And you cut off all the nazir, you cut off the top. So shema mino, the way it grows is, matachas rabbi, that's how it grows. So we're going to continue with this, because the sugi continues. Velo the tanya. So now that's what comes out. So what's behind the following brisa? Velo tanya nazir shiguchu listim. If a nazir that the listim gave him a haircut, v'shayru bekri lakav roisha likroy, and they left over enough hair that you could fold up onto its ikker. Ein soiser. The halacha is that it's not soiser. You could use that hair for a haircut. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. That's what the Brisa says. So Chayra Kash, if you talk about Tachas Rabbi, Listar, the Chayra, if you hold it grows from the bottom, so this here that was left over here is new here. So it should be Saiser. And for the Gemara, you're right, it would be Saiser. But here is a specific case, and it's going according to Rabbi Yezer. Going to Gechu Acham Alois. We're talking about the Listam gave his haircut after he finished his Naziris. Umani Rabbi Yezer. And it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, Dama call Acha Malois Zayin Soiser. After Malois, only Soiser 7 days. Which means like this, that according to the Rabbanon, even after Malois, on the 30th day or the 31st day, if someone gets a haircut, he has to do another 30 days. Because even after Malois, we still consider him a Nazir, Midrash Rabbanon at least, until he brings his Kabbalah, takes his haircut, he's still considered a Rabbanon, and therefore it's Soiser. Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is, it's only Soiser 7 days. Why? Because 7 days is enough here to be called enough to cut something. But if you bet them, you don't need the full 30 days anymore, because this happened already after you were finishing his ears. My time with the Rabbi Eliezer. Because Yalav Taglachas Tahirom Taglachas Tumma. Ma Taglachas Tumma Shiva. Af Taglachas Tahiro Shiva. That means, the Loch is called Rabbi Eliezer, if before the Kabbalah became Tame, so you don't have to do a whole 30 days over, all you need is 7 days in order to do the Parah Duma, the spritzing for Aduma, and then you bring the Kabbalahs. Mashenka the Rabbanon, you have to wait 30 days. So Rabbi Eliezer says, just like by Tumma, you wait 7 days, after Glachas Tara Shiva, and also Glachas Tara is 7 days. Kimla Rabbanon calls Zayin Yom, Asya Mazik, Loko Rosh Ikra. 7 days is enough here that it can be folded back onto its root, and therefore it's enough here to be considered Chash to take a haircut, and that's why 7 days is sufficient. I can ask me, if that's the Cheshman, what Shaykh is the Tumma? Tumma, you have to wait 7 days because you need a Par Aduma. This is 7 days because of this. So the Mepharshim already explained, look at the Arizal Halvana and the Pirush HaTosfos, that he says that it's not mamish a direct limud from one to this. It's not a direct limud. What it means is just like Taglachas Tumma, just like there, we consider, even though it's after Malois, we consider it that it's not the Nazir, and 7 days is enough. Here also, it'll be enough, just like there, we consider it after Naziris, and you don't need a full 30 days. 7 days is enough, just because you need that process to get Tahar. Same thing over here, the 7 days is enough, you only need is a process to have a little bit of hair. But you don't need a full 30 days to grow your hair, because you're after Yom Elois, Fi Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Fuki, the Rabbanon hold that you need 30 days. And Tosfos speaks out. If you look at Tosfos Masechta Vekim, halfway down Tosfos, you're not going to find it, but you look there. Avavadai ki Rabbanon matzal ukmi. Could a Zetstein this price like the Rabbanon also? Ukagoin shagalchu b'yayim lamed beiz lamed gimel. That if you get a haircut a few days after Yom Elois, even Rabbanon agree there's no gzeira there, and you don't have to do 30 days, 7 days enough. So you could a Zetstein like the Rabbanon as well by saying that it happened after 30 days.